It's a news buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer, and this being Iowa Week, and our theme is Unexpected Iowa, I find myself at the new University of Iowa Campus Recreation and Wellness Center. It was built, or opened, I should say, in 2010. I'm standing here with the head coach of the University of Iowa swimming and diving team, Mark Long. And Mark has volunteered to tell us about something extremely unexpected for Iowa, the development of the butterfly stroke. Mark Long, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us, how did a landlocked state like Iowa become associated with the development of the butterfly?
Well, the University of Iowa has a tremendous swimming history, going back even before the field house being built. And when that field house was built, it was just a remarkable facility. One of the world's largest indoor pools, and so swimmers were attracted here. They also had outstanding coaching at the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the advent of the butterfly stroke is interesting in that it sprang from the breaststroke. How did that happen, and who was involved?
Well, it did come from the breaststroke, and what they were doing is they were doing an over-the-water recovery of the breaststroke, where typically the hands stay under the water, and then that morphed into not kicking at all and having the dolphin kick action.
Okay, and so the advantage then of the recovery of the stroke being above water rather than underwater is you have less drag, or what is that?
Yeah, it was faster at the time. Yeah, less drag, faster. And there's a lot of different stories, as you could imagine, with the development of the stroke. And there were a lot of the breaststroke even at that time didn't have a one pull, one kick rule underwater. You could swim underwater at one point the whole way, so just coming up from air. So at the time, there's a little bit of a Wild West with some of these strokes.
Okay, so two names connected with Iowa that are connected with the development of the butterfly as a stroke. One name is Armbruster, and the other one is Sieg. Tell us about those two individuals.
Yeah, David Armbruster is a legendary coach in the swimming community in the International Swimming Hall of Fame. He coached here for over 40 years and had many Olympians and some famous assistant coaches, one being Doc Councilman, who went on to coach at Indiana, Mark Spitz, and so on. And he worked with a swimmer named Jack Sieg in the 30s that did develop the butterfly stroke.
And the arms were developed separately from the legs?
Well, again, it was an over-the-water recovery with the arms and then just having a dolphin kick action. But it was illegal at the time, and it was illegal until the 1950s.
Because they were entering competitions as the breaststroke, an alternative form of the breaststroke.
Exactly. We know now from watching the Olympics and Mark Spitz and so on that there are four main competitive strokes. It's interesting, when you look back, there was just three. And they even had 300 medley relays. We have a 300 medley relay that was NCAA champion here, and the missing event is the fly.
Uh-huh. So we now have four competitive strokes. Everyone listening thought perhaps there were only ever four strokes, but when did the butterfly stroke become competitive as a part of, everyday swimming competition?
Yeah, it was in the 1950s, and there continued to be controversy even all the way up until the 80s because you're actually quicker underwater. Like I mentioned in the breaststroke, they could stay under. They finally made the rule, one pull, one kick. Well, in the butterfly and the backstroke, you're quicker underwater as well. And until 88, you could stay underwater the entire way and be faster. So they put a limit of 15 meters. So it is still evolving. But the remarkable thing was that those two they went back and had developed it, had tried to get it going. They were disqualified at the time. And then as legend would have it, they came back and recognized them now as the founders of the butterfly stroke.
Mark, I understand part of the story behind the butterfly is some lore attached to something that happened at the field house called the Dolphin Show.
Yeah, it was the Dolphin Show. There was a dolphin club, a dolphin fraternity, and they did this show for decades. And it was more popular, from the people I've talked to involved, more popular than homecoming. They had a parade, they had a court, and it was a mixture of vaudeville, synchronized swimming, competitive swimming. It was a fundraiser for our team. And it wasn't just at Iowa's campus. There were chapters in the Midwest and around the country. And I believe there's a chapter left at Northwestern University. They don't have it as an aquatic event anymore, but they still call it the Dolphin Show, and they run some vaudeville type stuff.
But the Dolphin Show didn't have a direct tie into the dolphin kick and the butterfly?
Well, I have heard stories on that there was, they would light people on fire
light people on fire.
And have them jump off a high board from the ceiling of the field house. I'm not sure how that would go over nowadays, but I think it was a wild show, and it was a hot ticket in town. The place was packed, but they would have somebody swim the entire length, which was 50 yards at the time, of that pool underwater. And, you know, legend would say that that's where they started developing the dolphin kick, when they were doing that underwater swimming.
You've just joined us. Mark Long is with me. I'm at the University of Iowa. Brand new facility with an Olympic-sized 50-meter pool, the University of Iowa Campus Recreation and Wellness Center, talking about Iowa's connection to the development of the butterfly stroke. And unlike the other established strokes established before that, the freestyle, the crawl, the backstroke, and the breaststroke, the butterfly is arguably the hardest. And every person who goes out for amateur swimming, unless you are a really good butterfly swimmer, you hate to be assigned that by your coach. Is that right, Mark?
Well, you know, I think a great flyer may tell you it's really relatively easy. I hate to be the bearer of bad news on that, but it's a rhythm stroke. And the one thing is you never want to fight the butterfly. And I think too many people fight it. It's a rhythm stroke. And once you get that tempo down in the rhythm, it can be a relatively easy stroke.
I like that as a slogan. You never want to fight the butterfly. What does that mean, to fight the butterfly? How do you do it wrong and how do you do it right?
Well, I think people break it apart. They try to make it arms and then legs. And it's a full body stroke. So you have to have a tempo, and it has to be tied in together. And I'll see lap swimmers try it, and it's frustrating because they are spending so much energy when really, like I said, it should be a tempo and a rhythm stroke, driving the arms forward. And at one given moment, it may be our most powerful stroke with that arm pull.
And when done correctly, the butterfly is an amazingly beautiful stroke. It's like a wave going through your body, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, I use that reference, kind of snapping that jump rope. Sometimes you see that energy go all the way through the jump rope, and I've used that before with some beginners on trying to, you know, get them to capture that it's a full body stroke.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark Long, I'm an avid swimmer. I work out several times a week, but not with the butterfly. I'm a freestyle swimmer, and would you care to take a crack at least attempting, and this attempting to have me try the butterfly and see what happens?
Absolutely. I think it'd be fun. Should I get the lifeguards, or are we good?
I think that would be a very good idea. So, standing by the edge of the pool, I'm gonna get in, Mark, and just do a lap of freestyle just to loosen up, and then you can instruct me, all right?
Sounds great. Okay.
Okay. A little warmed up, Mark. So, what do I need to do? How do I start off learning the butterfly?
I'm a little concerned how tired you are already. I don't want to... No. Well, let's start with the kick. So you want to start underwater with the dolphin kick. And right away, you know, work on that kind of a knees down. And let's see you do a dolphin kick, and let's come right up. Normally, I would go into a series of drills, right arm, left arm, but I think we just go right into it here.
We just go right into it. So I'm going to just imagine I'm a masterful butterfly stroker and give you the whole package.
Yeah, okay. So I'd go right up. Let's see what you got here with start off with some kicks underwater and come right up and do a breakout. Okay. Just do four strokes to start with. Okay. It's not bad. You know, he's staying on top of the water. He's working a little harder than he has to, but I think we can work on that.
Well, I don't know how that looked to you, but it felt like I was fighting the butterfly, Mark.
Yeah, you're fighting a little bit, but I see some promise there, and a few pointers. Remember, we're land animals, so you need to adapt to the water a little bit. And humans are very inefficient in the water, so the more efficiency you can bring, including just off the wall, is a freebie. Right? So if you just streamline better, get your hands into more of a streamline, your arms in a streamlined position, you're gonna go a lot further, and your kicks are gonna be more effective. And that's really true, I think, with swimming in general. Just remember that humans are very inefficient in the water, and the more efficiency we can add to it, that doesn't even really take extra physical activity. I'd say, all in all, that's pretty good.
Okay, well, thank you for saying that, at least. a butterfly stroker, a fly, does that develop different muscles than muscles that are developed with the other strokes?
Well, yeah, and by the way, we don't have a race that short, so I think you might have to get a little bit better to come back. But, you know, it does and it doesn't. I'd say for freestyle, for breaststroke, there is a similar arm action that's happening at that front catch. So we would work on the efficiency on it and more so. But now if you go into the 200 butterfly a little bit longer, we are working a little bit more of the, you know, I hate to say conditioning aspect, but strength, it's a very powerful stroke. Strength underwater, we do a lot of strength training and technical work.
University of Iowa head swimming and diving coach Mark Long teaching me the butterfly earlier this week, a stroke that, as we heard, was invented in the 1930s in, of all places, Iowa. How unexpected.